You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sevilla's magnificent home record came to an end at the weekend against Real Madrid. Does it go back on track here?
Yeah, I favoured Sevilla to get to the final of this competition for quite a while. They just love this competition. You know, they know what it takes to get to the final. They know what it takes to win the thing as well. They're kind of like, not many teams have got love affairs with the Europa League, at least of all anyone in the Premier League. But Sevilla, they're just fantastic in the competition. Now, Fiorentina are decent, but I don't think they're quite on the same level, personally. You look at some of their results recently in Serie A, and maybe they've put all their eggs in the Europa League basket. But you know, they're still chasing Napoli down. You know, Sampdoria can still catch them for that Europa League spot if they want to. The only way to get back in the competition, it looks like at the minute for Fiorentina, in my opinion, they're a point ahead of Sampdoria. But yeah, just look at some of the results recently. All right, they scored two goals at Juventus, but ended up being on the losing side. I think Sevilla will just about have too much here. As you say, the home record's fantastic. I thought the result against Zenit was brilliant as well. 2-2 draw with Barca. Athletic Club, they beat 2-0. 0-0 draw with Atletico Madrid. So, they're not doing an awful lot wrong at home. Obviously, losing to Real Madrid. But, 3-2, it's still a pretty good effort, isn't it, against this Real Madrid team. Trying to find the last time they lost a game at home in the Europa League. You have to go back 10 games now. Penalty win against Benfica in the final last year. I think they'll win it. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Fiorentina get on the score sheet here. So I'm going to play a Sevilla win and both teams to score in this match, because Fiorentina do score goals away from home. And I think they know the importance of that away goal. Scored in every single away game in the Europa League this season, including 3 in Roma. Remember, Roma was supposed to be this kind of watertight defence as well. 1 at Tottenham. Scored 1 at Dynamo Kiev. So they've always managed to get a goal, which obviously, helps them no end in the return leg. So Sevilla to win and both teams to score for me in this one.
11-4.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you fancy Sevilla, 5-6 isn't bad.
No. I quite like the headline offer as well. Carlos Bacca to score and Sevilla to win. He's scored plenty of goals. Yeah. Takes penalties as well.
Yeah.
5-2.
I think did he score against Real Madrid at the weekend?
He did. He did, yeah. He scored a penalty, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that though. I think the 11-4 is a nice price, especially when given that stat about Fiorentina's ability to score on the road and score at some pretty tough places as well.
All right, best bet in there.
Home win and both teams to score.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.